unmanned aircraft have a bright future. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Weighing in at just 5 pounds, drones have a bright future in farming. That's according to Dr. Kevin Price, an agronomist at Kansas State University. He lays out what a farmer will have to lay out to take advantage of the technology.
It depends on the aircraft they're going to fly. If they want to fly a fixed wing, probably a couple of $1,000 to $12,000. Hexcopters are going to run anywhere from a cheaper one called a Phantom for under $1,000 up to $7,000 or $8,000.
A hexcopter, by the way, is the vertical takeoff type of aircraft that happens to have 6 rotors, all the better to keep flying in the event of one of the motors failing. Even at the cost of admission, Price believes that the technology is worth the outlay.
We believe that if we can save a farmer even 1%, that we can start making money. The technology will easily pay for itself very quickly. Even a 1% savings will be a great savings to the farmer. But we think you can do closer to 2-3% by improving their ability to put down fertilizer in the right places at the right time and save on their fertilizer costs and catch diseases earlier before it costs them a lot more to treat.
Privacy issues are important, according to Price, and should not be minimized. But he says the technology is too important to be held back by those concerns.
My feelings are that most of the laws are already out there, the privacy laws, and what we need to do is make sure that people understand those laws and that if people are violating them, then they should be punished for violating those laws. I think also the farmers should be good neighbors, but I think that the laws are already there that can be used to deal with the privacy issues.
To hear it from Price, drones are perfect for agricultural applications. He sees the primary farm application for drones as mapping tools to determine where fields need attention.
The first step will be that once they get the imagery, they can just start looking at it and saying, there's a bad spot in my field. I need to go figure out what's going on there. So you can use it, even a low-level processing, just as a crop scouting tool to start determining where there might be a problem. And then as we get fancier, we're going to start making recommendations on the amount of fertilizer that need to go down in different locations in the field.
Predictions are that by 2025, drones will be a $100 billion industry. Price says 80% of that will be in agriculture, where there are 10 times the number of applications than in other areas. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield, Ag News for America.